Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, and the book is called Angels of Faith. And that, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. Through my business, Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond, the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor. They are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, very practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. So like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel advice, so please call the show now on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. 6794. But before we take some calls for that free angel advice, I'll say hello, everyone, and welcome once again. First of all, I am so excited to announce that my amazing Twin Flame Relationship Workshop, which is going to be held on Sunday, October 21st, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, is going global. And that workshop will be able to be accessed online as a webinar. Now, so those people who want to come in the Los Angeles area, I will be holding it in Culver City. And now, for those people who are far flung around the world, they can go online and access it as a teleclass, as a webinar. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with what a twin flame is the only other person in any space, time, or dimension who is the physical completion of who you divinely are. It is very different from soulmates in that we have hundreds of thousands of soulmates, and twin flames are the original divine representation of perfect love incarnated in physical form. Now, this workshop definitely for those of you who are tired and fed up with playing games in relationships. You're tired of drama that comes along with so many of our relationships. And those people who would like a cherished, beloved partner to share your life with, or you'd like your relationships to reflect and be more of a spiritual nature. And yes, all of these things are important to have in our lives, but the most important relationship that we can have is with ourselves. And that is why I ultimately created this timely, amazing workshop, not only to find the perfect lover, but more importantly, it is to reconnect with the perfect love that we have for ourselves. Now, until we connect with this twin flame essence or the divine nature that we have within us all and truly live from this divine center, then we can hope and we can plead and beg and cry. We can ask the universe for what we desire. You know, so many people are out there doing vision boards and affirmations and visualizations, and you can do all of those. But if we do not connect with the divinity inside of ourselves, that being our twin flame essence, we will only draw to ourselves a compromise or something that is less than what our heart truly desires. You know, this was the twin flame essence inside of me that was all but extinguished and waiting to be rebirthed 10 years ago. What makes my personal journey even more extraordinary is that twin flame relationships have been extremely rare on planet Earth, as both twins must have completely cleared and cleansed all their karma inside. And yet, 10 years ago, I accessed and implemented my twin flame essence by doing the very practical yet simple steps that I present in my workshop. By doing these steps, I created an energetic beacon of light in my heart, which drew my twin flame, my beloved husband Pete, to myself. And I did this without even searching for him. This workshop will help others to access their own doorway of their twin flame essence in order for them to experience heaven on earth. So, if there's any part of your life, not just in relationships, I mean, connecting with our twin flame essence helps in the area of our jobs, of our careers, of our health, our emotional well-being, our self-worth. So if there's any part of your life that is not making you feel like you live in complete joy and bliss and peace, attend the Twin Flame Relationship Workshop, either, as I said, in Culver City in Los Angeles, California, or online as a webinar and find out how to connect your twin flame essence within and to start living head and eyes, please call me after the show on 831-277-3716. That number again to contact me is 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Candy at angelhealinghouse.com for all the information. So, now, I'd like to start off the program today with a song. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear Candy. Happy birthday to me. And with my birthday just this past Sunday, on October the 7th, I decided to entitle today's program as Happy Birthday to All of Us. You know, listeners, because with my recent birthday, I thought that in so many ways, the shift of the ages and the grand ascension that we are all going through has everything to do with each one of us being reborn to who we authentically are. You know, in many ways, this shift is about stripping away any of the programming and belief systems that have squashed and diminished our unbridled joy of life that we were born with as children. And now we are all finding our way back to being children once more and opening ourselves up to the wonder, the enchantment, the magic and synchronicities of easily and gracefully manifesting our heart's desires to ourselves. You know, my past programs, and you can access them on Blog Talk Radio as archived programs, or they can be accessed through iTunes, and you can join iTunes for free, and you can access the show as podcasts and download them. But through my programs, I often refer to our authentic selves as living from our divine nature. You know, what I've found through my business, Angel Healing House, as a licensed healing practitioner over the last 10 years. And by the way, if you want to go to my website to find out more about Angel Healing House, just go to www.angelhealinghouse.com. Is that it helps my clients enormously when we consciously connect with our real home as pure divine spirit. And as my birthday present to all of you, I'm going to share with you the legend of your divine self. You see, listeners, before each and every one of you incarnated in human form, you recognized your divine nature within, and your beautiful, radiant soul resided in our home, our one true home in heaven. Now, as a spirit form, you live in complete joy, in complete bliss and peace with pure source energy, God, knowing that you were a child of God and that you alone were responsible for the way you felt. You didn't allow anyone to make you feel sad or angry or bitter or resentful or to have regret or to cause you any pain. You were totally assured and you were aware of your limitless and boundless and divine nature. You were never afraid and fearful because you knew that there was nothing that was more powerful than you were. But one day, when you were in pure spirit form, you heard some others speaking about their amazing, incredible, and wonderful experience they had when they were incarnated in human form and that when they were in the dimension of physical form. You know, you could not believe that when you became human, you would slowly lose your awareness of your divine connection until you would actually begin to see yourself as separate from infinite source, God, all that is. In this way, your memory of home, your memory of heaven, would slowly begin to fade away. You know, listeners, although you would forget your divine nature, there would be wonderful things in the physical form that were not available in heaven. For instance, you marveled at just how it was possible to walk in the forest by a stream with one precious, cherished love by your side. You stopped to listen to a pair of lovebirds cooing and singing happily, and you watched the rippling waters dance in the sunlight. You know, you didn't have to hear all the waters at once, and you didn't have to hear all birds at once, and you didn't have to experience all love at once. You were able to singularly experience all those precious things at once. The more you thought about it, the more you hungered to experience physical form. And so you asked the divine source of all there is, God, if you could return to earth. And then one day, it was unbelievable, your prayers were answered. In fact, listeners, out of the billions and the billions of souls that asked to go to experience earth, you were one of the chosen. And you know what? This is even more extraordinary because there were so many others who did not have the inner strength to endure a life in duality on the earth plane. They lacked the courage and the sheer bravery to find peace and love in a world where none so often exists. You know, to be one of the souls that was chosen to return to earth, one had to encompass the fortitude of a spiritual warrior. One had to have the wisdom of the ancient sages. One had to connect with a deep compassion to all and an absolutely unbridled passion to serve God. The posse of angels and myself are telling you that it truly is now time to remember your divine eternal nature and to bring forth your light to the planet and awaken as you remember your divine self and help yourself to be reborn and reconnect to who you authentically are. You know, even though I speak a lot about divinity being our nature, over my 10 years as a licensed Reiki master teacher and healing practitioner and angel practitioner, I've had clients say to me, but how do I live my divine nature? I mean, how is it possible in every single second of every single day to live from our divine center? You know, listeners, we live in a world where if we choose to, we can be so scattered and choose not to focus in our and have our focus and our attention on our divine natures. I mean, with all of the technology we have with our cell phones and our texting and our computers and television and TiVo and video games and all the entertainment we have available to us and so many other different distractions that we have in our lives, how is it possible that we could keep ourselves on our line of divine nature all the time? Now, I often say to people that, firstly, because divinity is our nature, we really, truly do not have to do anything in order to shine our divinity forth. But we do, one thing we do have to do is we do have to make time to allow ourselves to be present. And in our busy lives and as things are scattered all around us, you know, and again, with things, so many things, blinking at us to take our focus and attention away for exactly who we are, it helps to make time to just allow ourselves to be. And one of those things is people make time for meditation. I don't call it meditation as such. I call it time of reflecting, time on reflecting on exactly who we are. My reflection time is going out and sitting amongst nature. I have beautiful rose bushes, which I attend to. I have a hummingbird feeder, and I go out and I sit in the back, and I sit very quietly in nature. And as soon as I sit down, I can feel the wind touching me and gently caressing my face and saying, "Hello, it's nice to have you back with us again." And the leaves start to wave hello to me. I see butterflies in the backyard. Hummingbirds seem to zoom in and feed from my hummingbird feeder. I can see the bees and the insects. And I just connect with everything that is perfect, everything that is in divine order. And when I do that, it becomes the physical representation of what I am actually doing, which is reflecting on the wonder and the enchantment of myself as a child of God. So going out in nature certainly helps me enormously. There are some people who connect with who they are by, you can sit at an altar that you've made with beautiful flowers and crystals, as crystals are living entities. These minerals and rocks and gems are living entities, and you can connect with them. The beautiful candles or different people light incense. You don't have to have all of those to connect with who you divinely are, but they're just lovely representations, physical representations that make you feel like this is a special place that you come to. My room, my healing room is filled with angels, beautiful flowers, lovely angels' wings that are made out of ostrich feathers. And when people come into my room, you know, it's one in which the energies are very, very high angelic, and they just feel like that they can let go to who they divinely are because they are in the presence of divine natures, a divine nature. So there's so many different avenues that you can use to bring yourself back to that divine nature of yours. Another thing that you can do is to listen to beautiful music, because music really is the food for our soul. I was helping a cancer patient online improve his immune system through the wonderful healing properties of Reiki yesterday. And it works just as well, distant healing, as it does when people are in my healing room in Los Angeles. And I have lots of international clients who I send distant healing to, and one of the things that I said for that would help him enormously is if he listened to classical music, because the research studies has shown that people who listen to classical music, first of all, children get smarter when they listen to classical music. There's something within classical music that it helps them improve their test scores, it helps them to remember things better, and it just opens up their intellectual capacities. Classical music has been shown to calm people's nerves. There are so many studies that have been done that you play classical music to plan and you play different other blaring, sharp, loud music to plants, and the plants that are played the classical music, they're thriving and they're growing, and the other plants are dying. So that's not to say that all music will make plants die, but but certainly there have been studies show that that classical music does make plants grow, and it makes people grow, as it is life affirming and it's positive and it's beautiful and it's optimistic. So I have it playing almost 24 hours a day in my house. The only time I truly turn it off is when I go to sleep. But it's uplifting. And the more uplifting we can surround ourselves with uplifting things, the more that we get in contact with our divine nature. And this divine nature of us is our birthright. And it is our divine inherent nature that is within all of us. What most allows this divine nature to shine forth from all of us is when we allow ourselves to just be. That's all. In fact, when we look at the word birth, okay, B-I-R-T-H, it starts with the utterance of the sound B, as in to be. Notice that it is not do. As many people get their identity from doing or achieving things. Now, just in the mere fact that we are who we are, just being ourselves brings forth this magnificent, radiant, inherent nature to our planet. Now, notice in the word birth that after the letter B comes the sound earth, I-R-T-H, which sounds exactly like our planet, E-A-R-T-H. Our birth is the process of going from divine spirit form and incarnating in human form through being ourselves on the earth plane, or the letter B, then I-R-T-H, or the earth. And when we were birthed on the earth plane, we came in with this knowing of just how truly extraordinary we all were. Yes, we were special and we were unique and we were amazing. And yes, we are part of the collective consciousness, the all that is. But each and every one of us, when we are out of this physical incarnation, this physical suit that we live in, this flesh and blood suit that we live in, when we're out of it and we are in pure spirit, out of the absolute billions and millions and trillions of souls that there are, we are so unique that we are able to be recognized by our unique energy. There has never been another you. There will never be another you. With all of your special gifts and talents, your absolute uniqueness. That's how extraordinary you are. Now, as I mentioned in my previous shows, as children, we spoke up for ourselves. We raised our hands enthusiastically to join in and to not suppress and diminish who we were until we were taught to diminish ourselves. And we were taught to sit down and to not speak up so much and to just be there. So much of the early 19th century was, children should be seen and not heard. And as children, we wish to our heart's content. You know, when you wish upon a star, we looked out at the stars at night and we made our wishes and we had our rabbit feet and we rubbed those little rabbit feet and we picked our four-leaf clovers and we did all those things and we wished to our heart's content for those things that we wanted so much. And we never for a moment considered that our wishes would not come true. What is happening now on the planet is that
we are all being rebirthed in so many ways as we are returning to that sacred child within us. Now, there may be some people that say, you know, Candy, if we all return to living as children, who will take responsibility? We won't take responsibility for ourselves. But that's the thing, everyone. God takes the responsibility. All we need to do is to put our focus and attention on being the happiest children that we can be, in joy, in peace, and balance. I said to a girl at a party I was at, I was a tarot reader there, and I gave her a tarot reading, and it was what the channeled messages that came through to her were just so amazing for her, and they cathartically started her to open. And she said, I can't thank you enough for this amazing reading. And I said up until now, and considering everybody else, and her name was Ashley, and I said, Ashley, really, there is only what Ashley desires. I said, nothing else matters. I said, because when you are servicing yourself, which is your divine nature, which is your God within, I said, then and only then can you go out and start serving others on the planet without resentment, without bitterness or anger or sadness or regret. I said, because you as that child have filled yourself up, and it feels so good when we feel, when we fill ourselves up with that childlike wonder, and we, all we are is pure desire, pure intent, and we then give over that responsibility to God and his band of angels and say, you take care of the how and the when of this happening. My only responsibility is to consider my wishes coming true. It's a beautiful team that then works. God and the angels look after the how and when, and we look after fulfilling and wishing those desires in our hearts. You know, what is now happening on the planet is that we are all rebirthed in many ways as we are returning to that child within. So, in fact, a child is all about just their, they have responsibility. They know that their responsibility is to tune into their hearts and to fulfill their wishes. And because they know that deep down inside that if they're happy, then the universe is happy. You know, the funny thing is that a child takes responsibility for the most important thing in the world, and that is themselves and their desires. They want to make the universe happy, and they make the universe happy by making themselves happy. You know, as we all are experiencing this rebirth to exactly who we are, one of the first things that will happen is that many, many people will notice some kind of resistance coming up in their lives. After all, we were taught life was meant to be hard. We were taught, don't put yourself first, put others first. We were taught, think with your head instead of your heart. Now, all of these so-called truisms will come immediately and smack you up the side of the head, so to speak. Then they will say, no, you're not allowed to be happy. Follow the rest of the planet. You be normal. And you go to jobs that you don't like in order to just get a paycheck. You stay in relationships that are not fulfilling, that may be dishonorable or disrespectful. You put yourself last. You make everybody else a priority. And this is the resistance. When you start to rebirth to your divine nature, rebirth to who you are, you may notice that programming and that belief system that has told you otherwise creating an enormous resistance in your life. And this resistance happens as we are being pushed, each and every one of us individually, but ever so more as a collective, to go beyond that lack, anger, judgment, that sadness, separateness that has shown up in humanity's inhumanity's demand, that has shown up as wars, that has shown up as people, you know, not being fulfilled, not having that true fulfillment inside, and always feeling like they must acquire more in order to be happy. And all of this has contributed to the sorry state that the world finds itself in. And although we know deep within how extraordinary it feels to be in non-judgment, in acceptance, in unity, in peace, in joy, and to have pure heavenly love for ourselves and others, you know, it still takes some dedication and focus to let go of resistance and stop thinking, speaking, and feeling anything or those things of a destructive and negative nature. This resistance is very much like what happens during labor, you know, when a woman is about to have a baby, as we are talking about rebirthing or birthing our authentic selves. You know, just because, listeners, there are some painful contractions during labor, and I speak from experience as I have two beautiful children, and so just because there's pain during a birth does not mean that everything is not proceeding normally and just as it should with the birth. Well, many of us, if you want to have an analogy, we feel like that we're in the birth canal at the moment. And if your life is mirroring struggles and challenges and hardships to you, it just means that you have to really focus on letting go. Change. Change that statement, life was meant to be hard, to life was meant to flow with absolute ease and grace. I mean, you can say, my life is easy. My life flows beautifully. Don't worry about everybody else's life. Don't worry about what you see on the TV. Don't worry what you read in the newspapers or what politicians say or anything. You take counsel from your own heart. And if you believe and you truly know within your divine self and connect with your divinity, you'll know three certain things. And I have mentioned this on my program before. The first thing is that you are more protected, you're more guided, you're more worshipped and cherished and adored than you possibly could ever imagine. So you have this extraordinary group of angels and spirit guides there at your fingertips, and not even at your fingertips. You have them there at your very thoughts, because God knows what you want before you know you want it. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is that you are always meant to be where you are. There are no mistakes. People often have so much regret and resentment in their lives as they keep living in the past and rehashing the past. If I only did this, if this only would have happened. But I can assure you, and the posse of angels can assure you, that if it happened, there are no mistakes, it was meant to happen. And if it wasn't particularly happy, and if it wasn't particularly lovely in your life, then I can assure you, too, that it came into and it was there to show you some sort of contrast. So that's number one. Number two, the first is that you're more protected and guided and cherished and adored than you possibly can imagine. And the third one, truly, more in this, really this. So the third is that abundance is your nature and you will always be provided for. Now, people will, you know, say to me, I asked for $1 million and it's not in front of me.
And that's because their vibration is not vibrating with owning $1 million. Otherwise, they would have it immediately. And so, abundance being our nature, we will always be provided for, means that abundance comes in all different ways and shapes and forms. You could have an abundance of opportunities, an abundance of health, an abundance of connection. And as soon as you open up to your abundant divine nature and you are that exact replicate of the abundance within your heart, then and only then will you start to manifest abundance and wealth. And the fourth one is that everything happens in divine timing. And it certainly doesn't happen in our timing because it happens, everything happens for our highest good. It happens for the greatest good of yourself and your greatest good of all concerned. So, and in fact, as a collective, where we all are now is we are at such an energetically high vibrational state that whatever we talk about and whatever we think, feel in our hearts will most probably manifest very quickly in our reality. Therefore, if you're having difficulties around relationships, financial concerns, control issues, low self-worth, and your focus is on finding fault, blame, being a victim, being in lack, control, fear, or worry, then you'll notice that similar negative vibrations are instantly showing up in your life. Okay? So, the more that we can start living a truly conscious life of awareness and put our focus on loving energy of acceptance, peace, and joy, and absolute emotional fulfillment, on prosperity, abundance, and unconditional love. Yes, for everyone else, but you cannot have unconditional love for everybody else if you firstly do not have unconditional love for who you are. Then and only then our reality will begin to reflect the same energies back to us. Remember, listeners, our lives are simply the sum total of our choices. You know, in last week's program, I spoke about us being more beautiful, more magnificent, and more extraordinarily powerful than we could ever possibly imagine. As we are being rebirthed back to who we genuinely and authentically are, we become willing to be our own best friend. And truly, we begin to act from our truth and nobody else's. You know, it's so amazing how we believe something and then somebody else tells us something and we get so off track. You know, we start to think, well, maybe they know better than I know about myself. And we start to give our power away to others. You know, maybe they know better what I should know myself. But the more that we can hang on to our truth, then we will live a life of ease and grace. And so as we are being rebirthed, we will start to remember just how powerful we are as co-creators and know deep within our hearts that anything, and I do mean anything, is absolutely and truly possible in our lives. In fact, your empowerment and belief in yourself is beckoning you to come out. It's saying, come on out and play and show your most magnificent self to the world. Now, in this way, the month of October will become a time for many of us to implement our gifts, our talents, our creativity, and for us to finally birth our project. You know, dear listeners, whether you believe it or not, you are a magnificent gift from God to the universe. And as such, you have been endowed with special and very unique gifts. And sure, there are other healing practitioners out there. There are other angel practitioners, and they do extraordinary work. But I can guarantee you, nobody, as the song says, nobody does it as better. Nobody does it in your unique way. And the reason that you've been endowed with such amazing gifts and talents is to share them with the universe. There is no other reason. Yeah, that's true. You may think you're doing it for the money, or you think you may be doing it for fame or status. But the truth is that these gifts that you were given for a much, much higher purpose. This higher purpose was to complete the universe, to happily and creatively service yourself so that you can go on to serve others. You know, I've often said that you are a gift to the universe, and that you're an integral puzzle piece of the planet. And unless you are bringing forth your gifts and your talents in your most authentic, joyful way, then the universe is not complete. And this is so. And the posse of angels are nodding their head, and they're saying, yes, this is so. So, again, you may think you're doing it for money or fame or status, but the truth is that these gifts that you were given to you from a much higher purpose. This higher purpose was to complete the universe, to happily and creatively service yourself and then service others. Now, you might be thinking that you're not so talented and that other people do what you do and they even do it better than you. But we each have our own important energy that is here to contribute to the whole. And no one's gifts and talents or the way they contribute them is of more importance than anyone else's. And each time you creatively are gifting your unique talent to the world, you shine at your brightest, and then you can help light up this amazing world of ours. The interesting thing about giving our gifts and our talents is that no one has to take it. Now, that might sound a bit strange to you. Of course, I'm going to give my talent to the world. Somebody has to take it. No. You're not giving it in order for someone to take it. In fact, we are not giving so that others can take what we're giving. We give because the gift is in our giving. Because giving others what God has so graciously given us and giving it from our hearts sparks absolute miracles in the universe. You know, listeners, we may not always be aware of these miracles happening, but myself and the posse of angels can tell you that those miracles are happening all the time. By you gifting and giving your amazing gifts and talents and skills and rebirthing who you authentically are to the planet, amazing, miraculous things happen. And as I said, most of the time, we're not privy to this. You know, yes, there may be some times where, you know, you've given of your heart and your time and your energy and your effort and your special gift inside of you. And you may not hear from that person, but that person goes out to touch so many other lives. And as a result, something sparks in the universe that's so miraculous. And yes, maybe down the road, you know, after it's touched 100 lives, that 100th person then will come back to you and use your services or get in touch with you. But that's the mystery and the magic of life. I often say it takes courage to open yourself up and allow yourself to be reborn to who you truly are. But the courage is not to stand up to others. The courage is just to stand up to yourself and take the steps to live a life reflective of exactly who you are. And when we live a life reflective of joy and happiness and peace and love for who we are,
the universe will reflect back to us a reality that is exactly the same. Now, this show just so happens we haven't had any callers on the line, so I'm going to take the opportunity to take the cards, and I'm going to do a reading for everybody for this week from October 9th today until our next radio show, and see what comes out. This is just a general reading for everyone out there, not only those people listening live, but those people who are listening to this archive, and see what insights and channeled message the posse of angels come up with for our coming week ahead. Okay. That's the deck, and see what we have here. Okay. For our general situation, the first card comes up as the Ten of Swords. And a lot of people, when they see this card, they go, ooh, it shows somebody washed up on the shore, and there are 10 swords stuck all around them. But this card, the first time I saw it and the first impression that the posse of angels gave me is that the time is over for all of us. The time of struggle is over for all of us, and that new horizons are opening up. Oh, a caller just popped up online. Let's go to that 512 caller. 512, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi, this is Dave. How are you?
I'm very well, Dave. How are you calling from?
I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. And tell me, what question do you have for today?
Well, first off, I just want to tell you I've been listening the whole show, and what a beautiful show it was.
You know, Dave, and, this is the first show I have ever done since the beginning of since the end of January, that you are the first caller to call in at the 8-minute mark. Nobody, and I was tuning into the Posse of Angels, and I'm pretty sure it's because they wanted me to have that continuous flow of channeled message come out without being unbroken. And the minute I said, okay, well, that's it, I'm going to finish the rest of the time with the tarot cards, you popped up.
So now what?
Now what? Now you can ask a question.
God, what could I possibly ask? Well, I have been in quite of a, I've had quite of a life. And I'm really waiting on this investment to kind of pop that I'm involved in. And it's really going to change my life and many others. And I'm wondering how close I am to that.
Oh, I don't even have to look at the cards. This new moon, do you know rituals around the new moon, Dave? Have you ever done rituals around the new moon?
Not really.
Okay, you're going to do it. You're going to do it on October 15th. You know the Nike commercial, just like, I don't get any endorsements or anything if I say that word, but, you know, just like that little pick on different clothing and things, they want you to just do it. The Posse of Angels are saying, Dave, write down what new things. I am the owner of an extraordinary company. I am. You have to put I am, all those things. I am a very wealthy, whatever it is. They want you to write out those things that you want to bring into manifestation on this new moon coming, and they want you to go out. They want you to speak these things out loud because of our spoken word is God now. And whatever we speak manifests. So they want you to sit under that full new moon, and they want you to say those things, read it from that piece of paper, and then burn it in ritual, and then send those ashes off to the heavens and know that it is done. This October, I spoke about we're rebirthing ourselves, and suddenly that forward motion that has stopped. What astrological sign are you, Dave?
Sagittarius.
Okay, Sag. So much of who we are has been held back as a collective consciousness. And now the you will not believe how things are going to open up for you with ease and grace on this new company, new investment.
Well, it's just an investment that's going to bring forth. I've been wanting to start a metaphysical school for children.
Oh, my gosh. How extraordinary. Okay, first of all, we've got like 4.5 minutes left. This partnership is a partnership with God and the angels. Okay, number one, the Two of Cups comes out. And it's one of the most heavenly of cards because you're partnering directly with God and the heavens are shining down on this. Yes, you've been through the battlefields and you're a little bit war weary right now and exhausted and weary, you know, and saying, when is this going to happen? The nine shows completion, and you've got the Fool card, which is starting over. There we go. The Six of Pentacles is about you having so much financial wealth and the wealth, not only the wealth of the bringing forth of this metaphysical school and for children, but, you know, the wealth of being able to financially pass this on as a benefactor. So these are only extraordinary cards that indicate that this is going to be a tremendous, tremendous success. Just very briefly, your school addresses the indigos and the rainbows and the crystals and the star children. Does it, and how to teach them?
Well, I think it'll address every child, and the main prospect of the school will be to teach them joy when they hit the door in the morning. But mostly, I've been a professional musician all my life, and I'm going to teach them energy and how it works, and energy in a brush stroke of a painting, the energy in music and why we play music, why what we say is important, and what we're saying and how it sounds and how our voice sounds is very important. So it's going to be more of a vibratory school. It's going to teach them the power of vibration.
I would love for you to send me an email, Dave, and to find out more what you're doing and to help support this amazing. I have a friend in Australia, a metaphysical teacher as well, and she started Millennium Education to teach these very, very awakened, psychically awakened children that have been coming into the world for the last 20 to 30 years, and they're rebirth of a different energy, and they do not belong the same as children of my generation and generations past, and they need to be taught differently. So I've got to end my radio show here. Would you please send me an email about what you're doing, and so I can support it more?
Where do I find your address at?
It's Candy, Candy, at Angel, Angel, Healing, Healing, House, House.com. And my website is www.angelhealinghouse.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I will contact you.
Thank you so much, Dave. And thank you for your wonderful work that you're doing for the planet. God bless you.
Bless you, my dear.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a beautiful, beautiful note to end on. Oh, my gosh. What a lovely, lovely show. Thank you, Posse of Angels, for supporting me all throughout that, as I didn't have very many callers. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to receive my inspirational newsletter, Angel Healing House newsletter, please go to Candy at angelhealinghouse.com. And listeners, go out and have the most amazing, beautiful week. Fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Know that you have the most amazing gifts and talents and skills, and the world is just waiting for you. That 720 number, I can't get to, but I am going to phone you back after the show and give you a reading. Thank you, everybody, so much. And God be with you, and the angels love you. Bye.